This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. First, it was pet food. Now it's frozen fish from China that's an official worry. Yesterday, the Food and Drug Administration issued a warning not to buy or eat fish imported from China and labeled monkfish. The FDA said it may actually be puffer fish, which contains a powerful toxin that is potentially deadly. The FDA is still watching vegetable proteins from China for signs of melamine contamination. That chemical turned up in pet food and animal feed earlier this spring. In talks this week, U.S. officials asked the Chinese to do more to safeguard the food and drugs they export to America. And yesterday, Mike Leavitt, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, warned that any nation that loses trust in its exports will suffer economically.
Assuring the safety of food in large nations is a demanding proposition, whether it's China or the United States. And neither of our countries have perfected this process.
Many experts say the problems are a consequence of globalization, and especially of America's growing dependence on China for food ingredients. NPR's Richard Knox reports.
To get just a hint of the problem with Chinese food imports, you don't need to go further than your own computer.
If you go to the FDA website, www.fda.gov, there will be a section to click on called Imports.
William Hubbard knows the Food and Drug Administration inside out. He used to be its deputy commissioner and now works with a group called the Coalition for a Stronger FDA. Hubbard clicks on an item called Import Refusals, food shipments turned back at the U.S. border. It shows that FDA inspectors blocked 257 food shipments from China last month.
That's by far the most of all the countries in the world.
Even when the volume of Chinese imports is taken into account, that's a far higher reject rate than other trading partners. In the past year, the FDA rejected more than twice as many food shipments from China as from all other countries combined. The rejected shipments make an unappetizing list. Inspectors commonly block Chinese food imports because they're filthy. That's the official term.
They might smell decomposition. They might see gross contamination of the food. Filthy is a broad term for a product that is not fit for human consumption.
Then there's a rejection code called Vet Drug Res. That means the food product, usually things like fish, seafood, and eels, contains residues of veterinary drugs, antibiotics, and antifungus drugs.
These fish are often raised in polluted water, unfortunately, and so they're given these drugs to basically treat them.
Drug residues in food are illegal. They promote antibiotic resistance that makes drugs useless when they're needed. One drug that routinely shows up in Chinese food imports is even dangerous. It's a veterinary antibiotic that causes cancer in animals. When Hubbard was at the FDA, he heard all kinds of stories about foreign food processors, like the one an inspector told him after visiting a Chinese factory that makes herbal tea.
To speed up the drying process, they would lay the tea leaves out on a huge warehouse concrete floor and drive trucks over them so that the exhaust would more rapidly dry the leaves out. And the problem there is that the Chinese use leaded gasoline, and so they were essentially spewing lead all over these leaves.
Well, would lead-contaminated herbal tea be caught by our inspectors at the border?
Well, only if they were looking for it, because the system is so understaffed now that what is being caught and stopped is only a fraction of the food that's actually slipping through the net.
In fact, the FDA normally inspects only about 1% of all food and food ingredients at U.S. borders. The agency does tests on only about half of 1%. And official vigilance has been going down for two reasons. First, food imports have increased dramatically, from $45 billion in 2003 to $64 billion just 3 years later. Second, the food part of the Food and Drug Administration has been getting weaker. Sean Kennedy of the National Center for Food Protection and Defense says no country is increasing its food exports faster than China.
China has increased overall its food imports to the United States by over 20% in the last year alone. Going back 3 years, we have doubled our agricultural inputs from China, our food and ag inputs.
China has become the leading supplier of many food ingredients. Apple juice, for example, a primary sweetener in many foods. Garlic and garlic powder, a major flavor agent. Sausage casings. Cocoa butter. China now supplies 80% of the world's ascorbic acid, vitamin C. It's used as a preservative and nutritional enriching agent in thousands of foods. A third of the world's vitamin A now comes from China, much of its vitamin B12, and many health food supplements such as the amino acid lysine. China has aggressively cornered the market in many food ingredients by radically underpricing everybody else. Leo Heppner, a food ingredient consultant based in London, says vitamin C is a good example.
The price in 1995 was $15 per kilogram. Today, the price from China is $3.50.
Nobody can compete with that. So most Western producers of vitamin C have shut down. That's globalization, you might say. But the hidden price for cheap goods suddenly is in the news. Earlier this year, lead-contaminated multivitamin showed up on the shelves of U.S. retailers. And this spring, vitamin A from China, contaminated with dangerous bacteria, nearly ended up in European baby food. It's bound to happen more often. Bill Hubbard, the former FDA official, says the agency is overwhelmed by the rising tide of imports.
When I came to FDA in the 1970s, the food program was almost half of the FDA's budget. Today, it's only a quarter.
Experts say the FDA currently has only about 650 food inspectors to cover 60,000 domestic food producers and 418 ports of entry. The agency plans to close nearly half of its 13 food testing labs. All this means that food safety depends on the vigilance of food companies operating in a fast-changing world. Many companies may not know much about their suppliers. Earlier this month, the FDA wrote a letter to food manufacturers reminding them of their legal responsibility to make sure all the ingredients they use are safe. Don't depend on FDA testing, the letter says. Jean Halloran totally agrees. She's director of food safety for Consumers Union, which publishes Consumer Reports. She has some advice for food companies.
I think you have a responsibility to get on a plane and go over there and see the plant where that's being manufactured so that you can see for yourself whether there's a polluted water supply coming into the facility, whether lead-bearing paint chips might be falling into the vats of whatever it is you're purchasing.
But good luck to you if you want to find out where your food is coming from or what American companies are doing to safeguard it. 4 years ago, Congress passed a law requiring food be labeled for its country of origin, but that doesn't extend to individual food ingredients. And when NPR asked major food companies where they get their ingredients and how they test them, companies either didn't respond or they said those matters are proprietary secrets. Michael Doyle heads the Center for Food Safety at the University of Georgia and consults for ConAgra, a leading food producer. He says there's a lot of variation in companies' trustworthiness.
Some of the major brand companies I know are very proactive in addressing food safety. Some others are not. So I guess it's up to the consumer to do some homework.
Really, I can't imagine how a consumer would know which brand to pick and which one to avoid.
Yeah, you're right. It's difficult for a consumer. One has to take the company's word for it. And unfortunately, that's what the FDA has to do, too.
Yes, the FDA has to rely on food companies to do the right thing until something goes wrong. Richard Knox, NPR News, Washington.
And you can see some of the products China has cornered the market on, from antibiotics to vitamins, at NPR.org.
Thank you.